We have to rightly divide the word of truth. This is not being nitpicky. This is desiring to rightly divide the word of truth so that we know that we are behaving the way that God expects us. It's so, we're not dealing with, well, it's kind of okay, well, it's sort, it's pretty good. No, it has to be exactly good. It's God's word. We can do better. Not this type of stuff.
Are you thinking good thoughts about yourself? Are you thinking positive thoughts about your future? Or are you just believing the enemy's lies? Going around with low self-esteem, worried, fearful, no joy, no victory.
No victory. What? I don't get it.
No, if you want to change your life, you have to first change your thinking. And some people are always negative. They wonder...
Well, hold on. If you want to change your life, you first have to change your thinking. Well, now, while Will Rogers might nod his head and agree, the question is, if you keep thinking the way that you are, unregenerate man, what are you going to continue to think? Pornographic, grotesque, violent, horrible, greedy, lustful, wretched thoughts. And you're going to elevate yourself. It's only God who can change your thinking. That's it. God has to give you the new thinking. Otherwise, it's just old man squared.
Why they can't get a break in life, and why they can't live in victory. But the truth is, we draw to us what we constantly think about.
We draw to us what we constantly think about. Oh, you know what Bible verse that is? Me neither.
If you're always negative, you may not realize it, but you're just drawing in more negative.
Is that right?
If you're not careful, you can be your own worst enemy.
I think it's Satan, but okay.
You go around always full of fear, you're just drawing in more fear. You go around thinking, I'll never get well, I'll never get out of debt, I'll never see my goals come to pass. Then your own thinking is going to create a barrier, and you're going to end up staying right where you are.
I've got it. Here's what we do, Christian. Just start thinking about not being in debt a lot, really a lot, and do that for the next 30 days, and then call up MasterCard and ask them if it's gone. Man-centered versus God-centered. It's what defines truth from false teaching. Until tomorrow, go serve your King.